Few things could be more painful to us than the feeling of being deceived. Sadly, being deceived is something we've grown to expect in our society. It's in politics, in business, and at work. But it's not something we expect from the people closest to us, like our family, friends, and associates. Yet it happens all the time. The truth is that we're all susceptible to deceit. The real problem, however, is that no one has more potential and no one will ever be able to deceive you more than yourself. And if you don't believe me, it's because more than likely you're in denial. You've deceived yourself to believe that you can trust yourself. But think about all the bad decisions you were able to convince yourself to make. Oh yes, you excuse and blame others for them, but the only common denominator present in all of your bad decisions was you. God, through the prophet Jeremiah, said, "The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure." The word deceit that God uses to describe our hearts also translates to polluted and crooked. And to make matters worse, God says that our polluted and crooked hearts are beyond cure. The bad news is that as long as we live in our earthly bodies, our hearts will continuously deceive us, and there's nothing we can do to cure the problem. The good news is that there's a way to foolproof our hearts so that we do not deceive ourselves. Solomon wrote, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight." Everyone, and sadly even many preachers, are going to tell us that we have to trust our hearts. But God has already said that we cannot trust our hearts because they're polluted and crooked. That's why the way to foolproof our life is not by trusting our hearts, but by rather directing our hearts to trust God in everything. And God, who will never deceive us, will show us which path to take. In what areas of your life do you need to trust God with all your heart? Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. And in all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight.